You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunity is
the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
One proven way to give local business a boost is by grouping them together, building a brand. Detroit's Greek Town and Mexican Town come to mind, or Little Italy or Chinatown in other cities. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea is working to make that happen for Black-owned businesses in Grand Rapids. Jamil Robinson is the founder and curator of the group Grand Rapids Area Black Businesses, or GRAB. Jamil, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What led you to found this group? I guess what problem are you trying to solve or opportunity you're trying to create?
What led me to start this was just growing up here in Grand Rapids during the height of the 80s and the 90s and seeing not a lot taking place. And then we fast forwarded to the early 2000s, 2005 Wealthy Street, which was once predominantly an African-American business district, seemed like overnight had become a gentrified district, meaning that a lot of businesses that were once African-American were no longer in existence, and new businesses from those who didn't necessarily grow up in the area was in the area, and seeing how it wasn't necessarily social services that led to a change in the community, but it was rather economic development in the form of public and private investments in the area.
So they come in and kind of push out some longstanding businesses.
Yes. So some longstanding businesses that's been in the area, a lot of sort of effort around organizing. And so that's when you saw the historic preservation. So Wealthy Street was certified as a historic preservation district around that same time, which, you know, led to a higher cost. So if you want to reinvest in your facade of your business because of the cost of original material, it typically wasn't an affordable option. And so businesses that were once African-American, you know, weren't after a while. And now on the whole stretch of Wealthy Street or the district, there's only two African-American-owned businesses in that whole stretch.
How can the Grand Rapids Area Black Businesses that you founded pump that life back into Black businesses?
Some of the ways that we're doing is just overall awareness creation, but also leveraging the existing resources, but then also seeing how those existing resources haven't traditionally worked for minority businesses, especially African-American-owned businesses. So it's getting with those policymakers or those who have created resources or structured the way these resources work to get with them and see if we can retrofit that program to where it can better serve those looking to access those resources that have traditionally not been able to access those resources.
And what kind of businesses would you be looking at pulling into this umbrella of the Grand Rapids Area Black Businesses?
Oh, we're looking at any and all businesses that are seeking to belong. And I know that sounds extremely broad and kind of grandiose, but it takes a lot of different businesses. So just like the right place here in West Michigan seeks to attract these bigger employers that can employ hundreds of people at a time, well, those hundreds of people eventually have to live in a neighborhood. And so those people who are potentially earning high salaries, once they are in a neighborhood, they're looking to support their businesses. And so you have to have a mixed income area. And so having the businesses of all scale, those who can be mass employers, but those down to your what was traditionally called mom and pops, now called lifestyle businesses, having those and everyone kind of benefiting from the overall economic development that's taking place in our community. And so we're looking for lifestyle businesses, we're looking for tech companies, manufacturers, and all the different type of businesses to be a part of GRAB, because it will take a collective of all the businesses coming together to be able to bring about sustainable change when it comes to the quality of life for African Americans here in Grand Rapids, which isn't all that well, given the fact that Grand Rapids last year was ranked 51 out of 52 as worst places for African Americans economically.
And when you think of the benefits of having a Black business district, Jamil, what are they for the businesses as well as for consumers?
Oh, the advantages of having a black-owned business district is similar to, as you kind of stated, which are open of when you think of Greektown, when you think of Chinatown. It's a cultural experience, but currently because there isn't a defined district or there isn't a district that a lot of African-American businesses have come together to kind of occupy, they're kind of scattered and spread out. So if you're looking to support multiple businesses, it'll take you at least a half a day to just be able to make it to those businesses that are brick and mortar. So you may have to drive from Grand Rapids to like three or four of the surrounding suburbs in order to support just five businesses. But if they were located geographically within an area, it makes it extremely relevant. But then it's also a cultural experience for those who are seeking to support businesses that are owned by African Americans.
And for folks who aren't real familiar with Grand Rapids layout, where would you like to see this business district located?
In what is known as Southtown area by some, but the streets that I like to see this district on will either be between Eastern and Franklin, with Wealthy Street being on the north side and Franklin Street being on the southern border, or even in the Madison area or even the Boston Square area. So those are three corridors where it's predominantly African-American residents live. And so since we already have a high population of African-Americans within that area, and we do have some African-American businesses located within there, that's the lowest hanging fruit.
Jamil, what do you say to people who say that having an African-American business district, who say, well, isn't that exclusionary? What do you say to that?
What I typically say is, if you just think about it in the way of, we just mentioned earlier, not to keep beating the same horse, but no one says that about Little China, or no one says that about Little Havana and all these other places, because it's more of a cultural experience. And so it's not exclusionary. It's one of the ways in which we can present our culture to the broader community in a greater context. But then also, given the fact that, you know, the African-American businesses tend to have common issues, them being closer to one another will help when it comes to overall support. So like accessing capital is a barrier, and then also policies that support the growth of small businesses are barriers, just because we don't tend to see a lot of policy or a concerted effort for a sustainable amount of time as far as being developed or being invested in African-American businesses. So African-American businesses as a whole and African-Americans as a whole have been pretty much locked out of the majority of economic opportunity through exclusionary policies that pretty much goes to the founding of America. And so one of the ways in which we're looking to help alleviate some of those systematic and institutional barriers is by proximity. Because if you are African-American business, so you think of it kind of as a support group where you may have someone who has found a way around a certain issue or a certain barrier, closeness and proximity to one another sort of helps with the longevity of these businesses. And so it's not necessarily an exclusionary thing. It's, you know, these are businesses that for the longest haven't had an opportunity when it comes to accessing equal opportunity.
Now, you've got a busy week with a pair of events Friday, the Grab Black Market and Awards and the Shift Summit that's going to be at Grand Valley State University. What are these events? Who are they aimed at?
Yeah, the Shift Summit is taking place in the mid-morning, so that noon to approximately 4 p.m. And the summit is geared towards any and everyone, so those who are African-American business owners, entrepreneurs, anyone who's looking to be an entrepreneur, anyone who's working to empower neighborhoods, are definitely welcome. But then anyone who is looking to support or be an ally to the work in which we're looking to do when it comes to bringing down some of those statistical numbers when it comes to unemployment, poverty rate, and then also overall quality of life. And so that's the Shift Summit. And so we have Dr. Jessica Gordon-Newhart, who's a professor of community justice and social economic development from John Jay College out of New York. She's going to be our keynote presenter. She's also the author of a book where it talks about alternative economic development models, particularly co-ops and the history of co-ops within the black community.
And then the Grab Black Market and Awards?
Yes, the Black Market and Awards. The Black Market is kind of a play on words. The Black Market always takes place the Friday before Black Friday. And so it's kind of a way for us to be extremely intentional with our dollars and supporting African-American businesses before the quote-unquote kickoff of the holiday season, which is typically Black Friday. And so this is a way for us to be able to support those businesses. But then also, we added on an awards component for the last 3 years, where it's just us looking to affirm and celebrate those within African-American community that have been making a real impact in fighting to make Grand Rapids an equitable place and a world-class city for all residents, and not just those who have historically benefited from everything Grand Rapids has to offer.
Well, good luck with all the events this week and as you continue along with your work with the Grand Rapids Area Black Businesses and trying to build this Black Central Business District in Grand Rapids. Jamil Robinson, who's the founder of GRAB. Thanks so much for being with us on The Next Idea, Jamil.
Thanks for having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.